It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Last night, Governor Tony Evers gave his State of the State address and laid out his priorities as he declared 2025 the year of the kid.
Folks, the obligation to help address the challenges our kids are facing in this 80% of the time they're not in school falls squarely at the feet of elected officials, including myself, in this building.
Among his priorities are to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in school mental health services statewide and to pass a red flag law in Wisconsin.
To break down his priorities for 2025, let's bring in WPR State Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk. Anya, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is the first state address since elections under the new legislative maps. Governor Evers again facing Republican-led chambers of the legislature, a small Republican majority. But what was the tenor like? What was the tone like in the chambers last night?
Yeah, honestly, if you are a politics nerd, the tenor of the state of the state is actually often just really nice. It kind of always feels like the first day of school or something. People are all dressed up. A lot of lawmakers bring guests. And there's just kind of this buzzing energy, people kind of catching up with one another. I've been curious about whether redistricting will lead to more tension in the Capitol. And maybe that will play out in committee hearings or votes. But there's been tension in the past. And, you know, I certainly didn't see any of that really on display last night.
Quickly afterward, though, some Republicans said about many Governor Evers' priorities, nope, sir, it's not going to happen this time around. We'll probably start again with their own budget. It sounds like what are the chances, before we get into particulars, what are the chances that we'll see a lot of what Governor Evers said actually pass into law?
Sure. Well, right afterwards, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did say something like it was a list of things that will not happen in Wisconsin. But I would just note, this is now my third state of the state that I've covered, and this is kind of just how it goes. Evers says a bunch of things. Democrats clap. Republicans don't. Afterwards, Republicans say, we will do our own thing in the legislature. And so what we'll be kind of paying attention to over the next legislative session is what Republican proposals move forward that Evers will sign off on.
As we're hearing in the news, one place where it sounds like Republicans might go along, at least in part with Governor Evers, is mental health services in schools around the state. Evers putting out a number of $300 million. Some state lawmakers, key state lawmakers, say, well, maybe not that much, but maybe something more than what we're doing. Talk about what we're hearing on that issue.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was one of the things that Republicans did not sort of immediately dismiss out of hand afterwards. They said that mental health is vitally important to be investing in. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue said, you know, when he started in the body, we were putting about $0 towards that. And now there's about $30 million that the legislature approved in the last budget. And so he said they will continue to be looking at that. I am curious what the specifics of the $300 million ask will be. Two things that Evers named specifically were peer-to-peer suicide prevention support and then just more training for school staff. I don't know whether Republicans would sign off on $300 million. That is a large ask for Republican spending sort of preferences, but I'll be really interested to see how that conversation moves forward.
On a broader note, Governor Evers, former superintendent of education, former teacher, focusing, as he often does, on kids and education in the state. How broad was that focus?
It was interesting. He called for a broad investment in K through 12 education, but then didn't really go into specifics. That is the type of thing that, again, is often a source of back and forth between Republicans who control the legislature and Evers at the top. But I think that we will be seeing a little bit more specifics coming out from DPI, the agency that oversees the schools. One thing that Republicans also noted afterwards is that they will not support any type of increased funding for schools without getting a kind of commensurate commitment to standards, to elevating standards and evaluation. And so that's a fight that our education reporter, Corey Hess, will be focusing on very closely. But I think that's going to be the back and forth, is more testing or evaluation or something like that in exchange for more dollars for K through 12.
In the state of the state, we hear a lot of budget priorities like the education ones we've been talking about. There are also policy cases to be made in a state of the state address. Governor Evers talked about firearms-related legislation last night, closing loopholes in background checks. He said he wanted to see passing some kind of red flag law in Wisconsin. What kind of things did he put on the table?
Yeah, so two of those were sort of directly in response to the school shooting in Madison here in December. And these are programs that Democrats have pushed in the past. That loophole is about the private sale of guns. So right now, Wisconsinites do go through a background check if they purchase a firearm from a licensed dealer, but not if they, you know, buy from a friend or at a gun show or online. And then red flag laws essentially allow law enforcement to remove firearms from the home of someone who's deemed to be a threat. And Evers noted that in that Madison school shooting, the shooter had been in touch with somebody in California who allegedly wanted to carry out kind of a twin attack. And because there are red flag laws in California, that person's weapons were seized. And so he made the case that something like that in Wisconsin could potentially prevent future shootings like the one in Madison.
Evers also called for the creation of a self-assigned firearm exclusion program known as a SAFE program for short. How would that kind of program work?
Yeah, this was one of the more moving aspects of the night. Evers honored the family of Jonathan Brostoff, who is a former state rep from Milwaukee who died by suicide in November using a firearm. And so he talked about suicide as its own form of gun violence in a certain way. And so this program, it's almost like that red flag law, except a person can say, I am a threat to myself, and essentially register themselves as unable to buy a gun during a moment of crisis. He also called for a 48-hour waiting period between purchasing a gun and accessing it. That's something that used to exist in Wisconsin and was overturned about a decade ago. And I'll note, you know, again, when Republicans spoke to reporters afterwards, they said they will not support any of these gun packages.
We're talking about last night's State of the State address from Governor Evers. Anya Van Wagtendonk is with us, WPR State Capitol reporter. Child care, we've talked about a lot on the show. Expensive when it's available in many parts of the state. Governor Evers tackled this issue. Lawmakers offered up their own answers. Again, what are we hearing on this issue that's affecting a lot of families around the state?
Yeah, that was a major theme of the last legislative session. It was just sort of an ongoing fight. Again, really broke down on partisan lines. I do think almost every lawmaker agrees that, you know, many Wisconsinites struggle to afford childcare, and also that there's generally a shortage of childcare seats. When we talk about a childcare crisis, that's basically what that means. But there are just these huge philosophical, political disagreements about how to address those challenges. Do you help subsidize families so they can afford the programs? Do you help subsidize businesses so that they can create more available seats or pay their staffs more or invest in their buildings, whatever? Do you create tax breaks or incentives to families or to childcare providers? So essentially, as you can imagine, of what I just described, Republicans are generally on the side of tax incentives. Democrats are generally on the side of more state spending. And so I'll be interested to see what kind of proposals can actually move forward and then also get Evers' support.
Governor Evers also talked a lot about taxes and tax cuts. I believe he shared credit with Republican lawmakers in parts of the address when it came to cuts in taxes, especially for, I think, middle class Wisconsinites. What do we hear about the past and maybe future of taxes in the state?
Yeah, so he held up a report that we've reported on as well at WPR from the Wisconsin Policy Forum that found that the state and local tax burden dropped to a record low last year in the state. I think it was the largest drop of any state in the last 20 years. And that's basically just what percentage of your income goes to state and local taxes. And you're right. When you say shared the credit, a lot of Republicans afterwards were a little bit miffed about this because, again, taxes is just like an area where Republicans and Democrats often break down. Evers has signed off on a number of tax breaks in his time in office, but the fight is generally he has also vetoed a number of tax cut proposals from Republicans. And the argument is generally who benefits from those tax cuts. Evers has always said he will only support tax cuts for middle class families. He said, you know, his tax cuts contributed to that drop in tax burden, that they've led to about $1.5 billion in relief per year per family. But Republicans really said, you know, he's taking credit for their work on taxes and he's not sort of sufficiently supportive of their additional proposals for tax cuts.
Well, you mentioned politics nerds, Anya, and here in Wisconsin, it's a budget year and that's when politics nerds can really nerd out. What happens next in this 2-year budget process?
Yeah, so Evers, you know, hinted at a number of things that he will propose in his budget proposal, but the full thing will kind of be unveiled at another one of these late night addresses at the Capitol in late February. And generally, the way that that happens, especially here with divided government, with a GOP held legislature and a Democrat in the executive office, is he will unveil his proposals. Republicans will say, no, thank you. And then they will go into the Joint Finance Committee, is the budget writing committee, and it is held by Republicans, and they will essentially rewrite the whole document. There might be things in there that they'll hold on to. There are a lot of things in there that actually just have to be funded. There are just mandates in place. But anything that there's, you know, legislative discretion on, Republicans will use that discretion. And so they'll ultimately kind of develop a Republican spending proposal. And then it's up to Evers to decide what he wants to veto. He can line item veto in there. But otherwise, you know, Wisconsin, unlike Congress, does not have the option to not pass a budget. And so something will get signed in probably June or July.
I can imagine a world where with divided government, so the governor's people and Republican lawmakers' people sit down together, hash out compromises, come up with a plan they all don't love but can live with, and they do it that way. That hasn't happened. It's not going to happen, right?
More or less, yeah. I don't think that there have been a lot of meetings between Republican leaders and Governor Tony Evers, although there have been more in his second term than there were in his first. But you're right. There's not really that kind of we all sit around a table during those budget hearings that I mentioned. They often go kind of late at night. And it's very often, you know, the Republicans will put forward a proposal. Democrats will put forward amendments or their own proposals and make sort of these impassioned arguments for different priorities. And then again, there's usually a party line vote. Republicans beat Democrats because there's more of them. And so the Republican proposal kind of moves forward. There's a saying in the Capitol that's essentially Democrats get their say and Republicans get their way. And so I think the budget process often follows that as well. But there have been major bipartisan agreements in the last session as well over how the state supports local communities, over the Brewers Stadium funding package. And so it will be really interesting to see, you know, especially now with changes in the White House.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to Anya Van Wagtendonk, WPR State Capitol reporter, with us for a recap of Governor Evers' State of the State address last night. Find additional reporting on this at WPR.org.